Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, getting small with local economies. Winona LaDuke is perhaps best known for her two campaigns for vice president on the Green Party ticket with Ralph Nader. But when she's not running for office, being a water rights activist, or giving lectures at Kenai Peninsula College, she's working to change the economy where she lives on the Ojibwe Reservation in Minnesota, with a focus on local food and light manufacturing, like processing hemp, which is something she's working on.
I feel like what we want is we all want to do the right thing. There's people that are transitioning everywhere, and some of it is small, and some of it is larger scale. But my point is start somewhere. And a place like this, Kine, you know, this is a nice community. And the fact is that this community could provide training and jobs for a transitional economy.
There are so many things that, you know, that make so much sense on paper, but there are holdups. What are the parts of the economy, whether it's a policy or maybe it's just the simple convenience of a modern economy that are kind of holding this up and making it slower than maybe we would like for it to be, or slower than is helpful as climate change is bearing down on us and all that?
I mean, I don't think it's the convenience of a modern economy. I think it's greed. I think it's some decisions that are made by some people that want to, you know, keep things in a certain status quo. And I'm just going to be honest with you. We didn't leave the Stone Age because we ran out of stones. It's the same thing is going to happen with the fossil fuel era. There will be fossil fuels someplace. And those things are going to have to stay in the ground. And we're going to move into an economy that is far more efficient and far less risk. That's what half of Europe is doing right now. And so why would I want to be in North America being the last people in the world to do something cool when I could be at the, you know, at the front end of this and figuring out how to make, you know, good technology that is appropriately scaled, that makes sure that there's energy and food security in times of catastrophes.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned jobs and flexibility being a bigger part of that. I'm curious what your thoughts are on how big of a piece of that Rubik's Cube is culturally sort of changing what we expect in terms of what a job is, what it can provide, and what it is. Is that a huge cultural change that we need to make?
I do think it's a cultural change. I mean, I think that it's a quality of life change. And, you know, in the bigger picture, there are a number of countries, you know, internationally, that are looking at the fact that gross national product is not an indicator of happiness. You know, there's countries like Bhutan are using something called gross national happiness indexing, which is to say that money doesn't buy you love. You know, money doesn't make you happy. You know, money is a way to get some things easier in your life. But what we want is those things better in our life. And I think every, you know, American at some level wants to have some quality of life at home where you eat good food and you drink good water and you're not worried about your health. And you're not worried about how you're going to heat your house. And that's our opportunity, is to figure out how to limit some of the stress that people are facing and become leaders, not the last people dragged in there. You know, so my community is going to do leadership, because as you gathered from an evening with me, I don't need to wait for someone to figure it out. The answers are very clear.
And we'll have the full audio of LaDuke's presentation for the KPC Showcase series up on our website, kdll.org. And now time for a look at this week's number, 6.2. That number representing the unemployment rate for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. That's down more than one full point from the same time last year, according to the November issue of Alaska Economic Trends, put out by the State Department of Labor. Kenai's unemployment rate is still higher than that of the statewide rate of 5.6. Meanwhile, the nationwide unemployment rate is 2 points lower still at 3.6. And that will just about do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9. Of course, you can find every episode at our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.